Chapter 23 Geniuses with Amnesia. Einstein famously said, "It is the theory which decides what we can observe. Nature simply responds in accordance with the theory by which it is approached." The choice we make about what we observe makes a difference in what we find. If in a physicist's theory the universe is composed of separate parts, the physicist will ask questions, set up experiments, perceive, and interpret their results in a way that produces the very fragmentation they believe exists, which is the very fragmentation that characterizes their state of mind. Now having apparent objective proof of their presumed fragmentary worldview, they don't notice that they themselves, acting according to their unreflected-on axiomatic sets, have brought about the seemingly real fragmentation that they are citing as evidence for the rightness of their fragmented viewpoint. Because reality is whole, when it is approached with a fragmentary perspective, it will invariably reflect back a correspondingly fragmented response. Through the choices we make, interpreting our world and placing meaning on our experience, the corresponding world unrolls upon his or her screen, Wheeler writes in his journal. Associations of projecting onto an inkblot, which then simply reflects back our viewpoint, come to mind. The intrinsic power to create our experience has boomeranged against us in a way that is not only not serving us, but is also limiting our creative brilliance. As if under a form of trauma, the aforementioned QPIT, many physicists seem to have put themselves under a self-created, self-impoverishing, and self-perpetuating hypnotic spell. Like the perfect mirror of our minds that it is, quantum physics, not to mention the universe as a whole, is simply reflecting back this process. If this reflection is not recognized, the universe simply continues to reflect back the self-limiting consequences of our lack of recognition, until sooner or later we recognize what is being revealed to us. Because of the quantum mirror-like nature of reality, once we view the universe as if it independently objectively exists, it will manifest in a way which confirms our viewpoint, appearing in an utterly convincing way to be independent and objective. One way to better understand this is to remember the dreamlike nature that quantum physics is continually reflecting. When we hold a viewpoint within a dream, the dreamscape, which is nothing other than a reflection of our mind, has no choice but to instantaneously shapeshift in such a way so as to supply perceptual evidence that justifies our viewpoint as being correct. Now having seemingly objective proof of the correctness of our viewpoint, we become even more firmly entrenched and fixed on our point of view, which in a seemingly endless feedback loop then dreams up the universe to supply more evidence of the truth of what we are seeing and imagining to be true ad infinitum. This is a self-generated feedback loop originating in our own mind that happens over, in, through, and outside of time. As if bewitched, we entrance ourselves by our own innate, unrealized genius for co-creating reality. We are powerful wizards wielding a magic wand, the quantum. But because we are disempowered and don't realize our own divine gift, we are using our power to create our world unconsciously, which is to say destructively. We have forgotten that we have reality-shaping powers at our disposal, thereby unwittingly placing ourselves in what William Blake calls mind-forged manacles. It is like we are disoriented and deranged magicians who have created a world for ourselves that doesn't serve us, all the while thinking that we are just encountering and being victimized by an objective reality that we cannot change. The truth of our situation, simply put, is that we are geniuses with amnesia. We have literally forgotten who we are, and in so doing have disconnected from our vast creative powers for consciously shaping and co-creating reality. At any moment, to the extent we are aware of our true nature, we can help each other to remember. From the alchemical point of view, our true mission and vocation in this life is to become living philosopher stones. One of the greatest powers of the atom is to seize, captivate, and stimulate the human imagination. We think of atomic physics, one of the discoveries based on quantum physics, as unleashing the incredible power latent in the atom. And yet, we have hardly begun to realize that quantum physics has likewise tapped into the vast world-transforming power of the psyche. As Jung never tired of pointing out, it is unconscious psychic forces which are the active world powers that rule over humanity. The powers of the psyche are so unimaginably vast, to quote Jung, that they are far mightier than all the great powers of the earth. The powers hidden within the psyche, as history shows, can transform entire civilizations in unforeseeable ways. The riches hidden within quantum theory are far from fully mined. Encoded within the quantum is a lode, the mother of all lodes, waiting to be exploited for the benefit of humanity. Imagine the immense energy accessed by atomic physics not being used to create new weapons of mass destruction, but instead channeled in a constructive, positive manner for the unlimited benefit of all beings. If we aren't able to successfully mine the revelatory treasure that is quantum physics, however, we might become one of those poor souls without the critical power to save himself from pathological science. This would be a tragic reflection of our inability to overcome our own self-destructive inner forces of psychopathology. The revelations of quantum theory are a modern-day version of an occult-like secret, which theoretical computer scientist Scott Aronson calls the ultimate secret of secrets, in need of being unlocked, liberated, and shared by all. To quote Aronson, "For almost a century, quantum mechanics was like a Kabbalistic secret that God revealed to Bohr. Bohr revealed to the physicists, and the physicists revealed, clearly, to no one." One of the problems in revealing the insights of quantum physics to the person on the street is that there are not enough words in the entire universe to do justice to the quantum state. The emergence of the quantum is like the discovery of the mythic Holy Grail. But this discovery does us, as a species, little good if we aren't able to effectively share it with each other. Before the discovery of the quantum in the early 20th century, no one would have taken seriously someone who was pointing it out. The ubiquitous quantum has been insistently giving us all the hints we need of its existence. We simply need to inwardly prepare ourselves to receive so priceless of a gift. Like a precious treasure thirsting to be brought forth, the mysterious place where the quantum abides, waiting to be discovered, is ultimately within our own minds. Wheeler writes, "But what agency selects the nourishment of our minds? The conversation we have, the thoughts we record, the books we read, and the very issues we embrace. The richness of this nutrient stream can vary far more widely than the composition of the blood, and with far greater consequences. Man selects what makes the man. Where we place our attention nourishes or starves our minds." Wheeler is rightfully espousing one of the major insights of quantum physics. Through the choices we make, we create ourselves. Altering Descartes' famous principle, "I think, therefore I am," quantum physics would instead say, "I choose, therefore I am." One of the greatest sovereign powers that we all wield as human beings, although often unknowingly or without awareness, is the power of choosing where to place our attention. As if we all have an unknown superhero power, the very power of creation lies invisibly enfolded within our field of attention. Quantum physics reveals to us that turning the gaze of our attention towards anything is a powerful creative act that alters, energizes, and potentiates whatever our gaze falls on. Focusing our attention is an act of creation in and of itself. Our beam of attention intersects and interacts with the multidimensional probability waves that hover in a ghost-like state of unrealized potentiality that comprise matter in its unobserved state. Once imbued with our attention, whatever we are looking at instantly materializes into a particular and perceivable appearance. The symbolic procedures of quantum physics awakens our attention, which in turn stimulates the development of consciousness. We may pride ourselves in the cleverness of our mind in helping us understand the nature of the universe, but we so often fail to realize the nature of the very faculty through which we try to understand the universe, our minds. It can be profoundly powerful and self-transformative when, in introspective practice such as meditation, we put our attention on the contents of our own mind and our own awareness. Showing the power of the quantum observer effect turned inwards by shifting our attention beam, shimmering with the power of quantum creativity upon ourselves, we literally recreate and transform ourselves in the process.